This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, my name is Hae Jung. I'm from South Korea. I want to speak English very well. I'm learning English because I needed to speak it for my job. I'm a textile designer.
Hey Chung, welcome to Grammar Challenge. The first thing for you is I want you to listen to some people. They're answering a question about how long they've been working somewhere. Which of them has worked in the office for the longest? Is it the first person, the second person, or the third person? How long have you worked here?
Oh, I've been here for 5 years.
I've worked here since they opened the building in 1987.
I've worked here for 6 months.
Okay, so which one has worked there the longest?
Second person.
The second person, yes. Yes, they've worked there since 1987. Okay, now I'm going to ask you to listen again to small parts of that conversation. Mm-hmm. And what words do they use before the time or the year? What words do they use before the time or the year?
For 5 years.
Since they opened the building in 1987.
For 6 months.
Okay, so which words?
For and since.
For and since is the right answer, and that's the topic of today's Grammar Challenge, for and since. Mm-hmm. And here to tell us more about it is Nuala.
We use for and since to talk about how long something has been happening.
For 5 years.
Since they opened the building in 1987.
For 6 months.
We use for when we mention a period of time. For example,
for a long time,
for a second,
for 2 minutes,
for years,
for ages,
for 3 days.
It is possible to leave out the word for. For example, I've lived here for 7 years is the same as saying I've lived here 7 years. Both are perfectly correct. But in negative sentences, we almost always use for. She hasn't seen him 6 months is wrong. Instead, we'd say she hasn't seen him for 6 months. And with expressions like all morning, all my life, or all day, we never use for. He's lived there all his life, not he's lived there for all his life. We use since when we mention a point in time in the past, when something began. For example,
since 2003.
Since last January.
Since 4 o'clock.
Since July.
Since breakfast time.
Since the war.
So, to recap, we use for and since to talk about how long something has been happening. We use for with a period of time, and we use since with a point in time. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, for and since. Now we come on to your challenge. I'm going to give you some sentences, and I want you to change those two sentences into one sentence using for or since. The first one is, she has a bike. She bought it 5 years ago. So, can you make a sentence using for or since?
She has had a bike for 5 years.
Is the right answer. Well done. Okay, here's the next one. She's waiting for him. She started waiting 30 minutes ago.
She's been waiting for him for 30 minutes.
Is the right answer. Well done. They live in Paris. They started living there when the children were very young.
They've lived in Paris since the children were very young.
Excellent, very well done. Patricia is a vet. She became one when she graduated from university.
Patricia has been a vet since she graduated from university.
Excellent, that's the right answer, well done. They play golf. They started playing when they retired.
They have played golf since they retired.
Excellent, very well done. They've played golf since they retired. She doesn't smoke anymore. She stopped years ago.
She hasn't smoked for years.
Excellent. Very well done, and congratulations on finishing your very tough grammar challenge.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.